Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The title is Friends or Friendships for Today. And I was just wondering, what do friends have to do with your mental, physical, and financial health? Who is a friend? How do we make or become friends? Well, I will answer those questions as we go along, though my intent is to start with a quick definition from Webster's Dictionary. Under friend, it says, one attached to another by affection or regard, an intimate, an acquaintance. And it goes more into political and national things, whatever. I'm not interested in those. It's just more like the affection, the regard, the connection that we have. Someone once said, a stranger is a friend we have not yet met. And I had to stop and pause and think, what do you mean? A stranger we have not met yet, or a friend we have not met yet. And I've been doing some deep thinking about it, because last week was family, this week is friends. These are thoughts that have been going through my mind the entire week, and today I finally put it to fruition. Well, you know, quite often we walk down the street, or we go to the mall, or we go to a concert, or we go wherever we go, and we see people, but sometimes, despite the fact that we walk by them, we don't see them. So at that point, they're strangers. But once we start talking with them, we start forming a relationship, a connection. So in my example, a friend is somebody that we have a friendship with, companionship. It's an activity partner to go do things together, a team player, a confidant, somebody I can share secrets with, that I have a special bond, that I feel really connected and I have so much fun with. Those are actually my most important friends, where I have all those connections. I found a poem that says, or it reads like, a true friend is always there for you. A true friend will help you no matter the problem. A true friend is like a sister or brother who knows you better than you know yourself. A true friend is someone who knows when you're sad and can cheer you up when you need it most. A true friend is someone that can make you laugh no matter what they say or do. A true friend is someone who believes in you. A true friend will stick by your side. A true friend is someone you can call just if you need a shoulder to lean on. But most of all, a true friend will never leave you. And that poem was written by Brandy Young. So, who is or who are your true friends? How do we define them? How many do we have that we can trust, share deep thoughts or secrets with? How many friends do we have, though only a few are chosen as good friends? So there is a difference between friends and good friends. So at the very beginning, I said, what do friends have to do with your mental, physical, and financial health? And I have a one-word answer. Everything. when we have a true friend that we can, or who we can trust, and who's a total confidant, and we are together and we can talk about everything, cry on each other's shoulder, laugh together, laugh tears, that's the happy, then we know we have a true friend. What does that do for our mental health? It is uplifting. It makes us feel better and stronger. And therefore, we gain from it. We learn from it. We just really are so much happier that we do not have depressions. As long as we have a really good friend, or a handful of really good friends who we trust fully and who trust us fully, we won't have any issues. So we can share everything. And by sharing joys or burdens or whatever it is, we can relieve mental stress. Another reason why good friends, true friends, help us physically is we're going out, we're doing stuff, we're running around, we're walking around, we're bicycling, we're skiing, we're hiking, swimming, you name it, we do it together. And shared joy is double the joy. Physical activity you do with somebody is twice as much fun than when you do it alone. And I can just attest to that from this week. Unfortunately, my husband had to cancel twice. He's going to swim a mile with me. But because I knew it was good for me, I went anyways without him. Though I got it done, and I felt good about it physically. I had a mental deficit because my partner, my husband, my friend was not there with me to share the moment. So there is a connection between mental and physical. And another one I want to add is a true friend helps you with financial health. They share in the financial expenses. When you go out, it's kind of like you're going Dutch, 50-50. Everybody pays their own. So unless you want to pay for a specific reason, then that's different. But when you just go out as friends, as real true friends, it's not taking advantage of one another in one way or another, and definitely not financially, because there is big sharing going on. And those are such valuable lessons I got to learn throughout my life so far, that I feel so blessed with the few really true friends that I have. I have many friends, but I have a few true friends that I feel I can call on when I need a shoulder to cry on, that I feel I can share anything and everything with. I'm understood. I'm not judged. And that makes me mentally relieved from stress, because when we are not sure whether or not we get to share, or if somebody is going to stab us in the back, that makes a huge difference. Just this morning, I experienced something that really got me then convinced that sharing about friends is very important. Supposedly, I tried to steal somebody's clients or potential clients, and I have no idea who, when, where, what, and how. I don't even remember how I knew that friend who accused me of doing that. And so within seconds of receiving that private message that she didn't appreciate me gouging or pouching or whatever her customers, I wrote an apology. I said, I am so sorry. That was never my intent. I really am happy. I'm very thankful that you pointed that out. And I truly apologize if that's the way it was. However, would you please tell me what I said in what regard? Because I have no clue. I have so many friends on Facebook that I like to be positive and uplift each and every one. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I do want to apologize from the bottom of my heart if I wronged you. The minute I sent this message back, the person did not accept any messages anymore. It looks like I got blocked and defriended, which is fine. The only issue I had, and then I said stop again, and I was thinking about it, was how can anybody accuse you of doing something wrong without being willing to take a stand and to explain what it was when the person has no clue, especially when the person is sincere and apologizes. So, honestly, that person is no friend. That person is definitely not in my vocabulary, and I need to make sure that everything is all right. So I have a gift for you. Just go to my link on my Blog Talk transcript, so you can actually just click on the gift that I have for you, and that's really important for you. That gift comes from my heart. It's from Tim McGraw, and it's called Your Best Friend. It's a song that he did. So I am really thrilled that I get to share that with you. And I wish everybody a most wonderful day. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me at my email address, dythompson@gmail.com, or on my phone number, 562-335-4956. And I'd be happy to respond to you and work with you, just so we can help each other out. And I'm not saying we have to be true friends, but again, a friend is a stranger at the beginning, and then through meeting, we become friends, and everything is going to be so much better. So I wish you a most wonderful day, all the best, and lots of really deep and good friends who really, truly believe in you and treat you right, because that is one of the most important things, that everything gets done in a respectful, in an honorable, in a friendly way. So we can learn with one another, from one another, and through one another. And please, friends do not accuse one another of something without giving any reason. So I have learned, instead of stressing out about it, remember I said stop, and I gave the thought some credence, you know. I said, what did I do? And I tried to find the post she's referring to. Can't find it. So I decided I'm just going to let it go. This obviously is not a friend. It's somebody who feels threatened. And I don't know what that person's day has been so far and what all happened. Maybe she just had to vent. So anyways, that's life, part of life. And we just need to be positive and make the best, do the best and give our best each and every day. And that's what I have decided to do. So I hope that this friendship lesson here, or this little episode, has opened some of your eyes and ears. And just be choosy. Choose the best friends possible, the ones who support you, the ones who are there and love you unconditionally. And having said that, I wish you all the very best. And until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And again, contact me. I'll be happy to respond. Have a wonderful day and enjoy life.